This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is out of the hospital in Germany. The Russian opposition leader has been hospitalized since August when he collapsed on a flight due to suspected poisoning. He was transferred to a Berlin hospital where doctors determined he was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok. That's a substance Western governments have accused Russia of using in the past. Wednesday, the 44-year-old posted a picture of himself on Instagram that showed him on a park bench after having been discharged. Navalny said he planned to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills, including the full use of his left hand. He also said he was working on regaining his balance. Russia has not opened an investigation into the incident involving Navalny, saying its labs have found no indications he was poisoned. The U.S. paying tribute to the 200,000 lives lost due to the coronavirus pandemic. Volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds surrounding the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, each flag representing 10 victims who have died since the virus arrived in the country earlier this year. Health analysts at the University of Washington say the death toll could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The U.S. will pay their final respects to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. This is VOA News. A vehicle that could be large enough to carry an intercontinental ballistic missile has been spotted at a North Korean parade training site. That's according to a U.S. research organization. And the latest evidence Pyongyang may use an upcoming political anniversary to showcase missile technology. Website 38 North says commercial satellite imagery from Tuesday revealed a probable missile-related vehicle at the Miram Parade Training Ground. Some analysts predict North Korea may unveil a new solid-fuel ICBM at the parade. Others say Pyongyang could soon showcase a submarine-launched ballistic missile. The parade is expected October 10th, the 75th anniversary of the founding of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party of Korea. A spokesman for the European Council President Charles Michel says a summit of the European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. The summit, now scheduled for October 1st and 2nd, will focus on the issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and the tensions between Greece and Turkey over energy rights on the eastern Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Participants are also expected to consider final approval for sanctions against Belarus regarding the crackdown following the last month's disputed presidential election. The UN General Assembly's annual debate is underway in combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic on Tuesday. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to the outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 960,000 deaths. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. The U.S. House voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill Tuesday night. The agreement comes only after President Donald Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. The stopgap measure will keep federal agencies fully up and running until December. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.